And now back to Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz with your hosts, Bill Holfeld and Joe Maniscalco.
And we're back with more good talk right here on Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz. I'm your host, Bill Holfeld. And my co-host and producer, Joe Maniscalco, is in the studio with me today. Joe, before we forget, I don't think we reminded anybody, how do people find us on social media, Joe?
Yeah, definitely. Please follow us on Twitter at LaborPressNY. You can write to us directly at bcb@laborpress.org. Definitely log on to laborpress.org for daily news. And also find us on Facebook.
And from what I understand, I got to talk to you more about it later. We got some interesting feedback on Facebook about the Year of the Rank and File editorial. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're definitely making inroads. And in the coming weeks, we'll be making a lot more exciting announcements. So we're definitely raising our profile.
There you go. And just in case there's a mystery out there, what we have done here at Labor Press is we have declared this the Year of the Rank and File. Okay, that's who we're about. That's what we're about. And Joe, what kind of rank and file are we talking about next?
We got rank and file that have been out on strike for 10 months now against Charter Spectrum. We have two IBEW Local 3 workers. We have John Freeman and Randy Cedeno. And guys, welcome to the studio.
Yeah. How you doing?
Welcome to the program, fellas. Now, what is it, 10 months you're out now?
Yes.
10 months. Let's cut right to the chase, fellas. What's the real issue here?
Real issue is we want our benefits package. We want to keep intact what we fought for the past 40 years. And they're trying to offer us their company-sponsored benefit package, which is not in our best interest.
So just to be clear here, there's nobody here that's asking for any kind of huge or crazy increase. All you're asking is that you held on to what it was that you have had for this many years when Spectrum bought you out.
The word wage was never even uttered.
Okay.
It was not even a thought.
And tell us about what kind of cuts they're talking about.
Well, they're talking about the actual package they want to give us, so-called wage-rich package, consists of it's a premium of $400. This is the premium plan, $400 per month. And then there's a $3,000 deductible. And then after that, you're still on the hook for another 10%.
Okay. So
where my package that I currently have now, I pay my dues, my monthly dues, and all I pay is a minimal copayment.
Okay. And why? Well, I know why. It's corporate greed. But what has been the big block? I mean, why can't we get to the table here? Why can't a compromise be reached?
It just seems that Charter doesn't want to compromise. It's their way or the highway. The union is trying to give concessions. They're trying to bend over backwards to get us back to work. They just simply do not want a deal.
So concessions have been offered.
You've said, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, just in the last one was December.
December. Mm-hmm. Randy, what's your take on this?
Well, back in December when they went to the negotiating table, our business rep, Chris Erickson, he had made many concessions, like John was saying. But from day one, Charter's stance was this is a take-it-or-leave-it offer. Anytime we have gone to the table, they have refused to talk about anything. I think the longest any meetings have lasted is 15, 20 minutes before the disrespect is seen. I mean, we live in New York City. You know, we're supposed to be negotiating in good faith. And this company just wants to break the union. That's really all they care about.
It sounds pretty obvious. But now, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Spectrum just get like this huge city contract? And that part of getting this city contract was that they were supposed to uphold wages and conditions? Wasn't that part of the terms of them getting the contract?
From what we understand, there are provisions in that franchise agreement that state they're supposed to bargain in good faith.
Well, then what are our elected officials doing about this?
Well,
I hear a pregnant pause.
Well, Mayor de Blasio has stated that he was willing to work with us and was going to reach out to the company. Governor Cuomo, the same thing, and same thing with the city council. We're still waiting on a hearing from a May meeting that was at the city council at the borough hall. And we wanted to prove to them that they were using out-of-state workers. We provided them with the information that there were at least 12 to 13 contractors from out of state. We've given them the pictures, and we've yet to hear back. And we're talking 9 months ago, 8 months ago.
Right, because that's one of the stipulations of the franchise agreements.
They can use a certain amount of out-of-state contractors as the business needs to keep their business going, but they can't surpass that amount, and they have gone way and above. They're still actually housing out-of-state contractors in some of the hotels in Queens, and I think this is just ludicrous.
Well, it strikes me as pretty strange that they don't have enough money to pay health care, but they certainly have enough money to put advertising on television, because every time I turn my television on, there's this big thing flashing about Spectrum, $29.95 when bundled, $29.95 when bundled. So I guess it's easy to lower your prices that low when you're not paying your workers anything.
That's right.
Well, I think the big issue now, at 10 months into the strike, is Spectrum's MO. You don't talk to your workers. You don't talk to the media. I guess you're not talking to elected officials. Where is the stick that somebody can take to Spectrum? Because we do have these public franchise agreements, and this is a chartered corporation. So, you know, they can't work in a vacuum. I mean, they seem to be doing it so far, but they shouldn't be allowed to be working in a vacuum.
Well, what we're pushing for right now is for people of the city, the customers, the subscribers, to realize that this is a town where we negotiate in good faith. You don't want these people coming into your homes who aren't vetted, who aren't trained, coming from out of state. There were a few issues early on in the strike where they were bringing their weapons from Texas because they didn't realize they didn't have to check them at the door. And there were a few issues that came up with that. Fortunately for the city, the leadership of the company got to the bottom of that and they stopped that. So that's better for our customers. But at the end of the day, all we want to do is get back to the job that we do, taking care of the people of this city, reaching out to our communities, but we can't get the message out there. We've had a media block since day one. The only real type of media coverage we got was from Rosanna Scotto, who has been really supportive of all the workers, but we can't get any traction. You know, we can't get human interest stories out there. We have members who have lost their homes. We have members who have lost their cars. We have members whose families had to split up to go live in different locations because no one family member can put them up. So we have a lot of human interest stories that nobody's touching on.
And when you say a media block, are you saying that you've reached out to these stations to try to have conversations with them and they just won't talk to you?
They don't want to have anything to do with it. I believe they're handcuffed by the company, because if we're on your cable network and we have a contract with you, there's got to be some sort of written words that they can't bash the company. They can't speak negatively. We don't want you to speak negatively. We just want you to report a story. You know, get
right,
some.
But like Spectrum's a giant corporation. All the media outlets, all giant corporations. Folks, we got to wake up. We don't have a free press. We have a corporate press, and you got to support outlets like this. And because you're not going to get the news any other way. Tell us about how long you worked at the company and what you're going through now.
29 years. I mean, I thought this was going to be the career. I guess I'm going to have to continue on and look for something else. But, it's been hard. It's hard on the family. You know, the bills continuous. They're relentless. Bills knocking on the door every month. And that just doesn't stop. And, you know, I got to provide for my family. And I also got to look for their, you know, ahead for their future. And like they said, they wanted to give us a pension plan with the 401k. If that thing tanks, like the housing bubble, when everything just dropped out on us, I can't invest my future, my family's future, in something like that, where the union has a defined pension plan and medical plan, which, to me, that would secure my future.
And Spectrum knows this too, Bill, that being out this long is causing a lot of dissension. People want to hang together. You want to be in solidarity. But family's under tremendous stress.
Yeah, the economic pressure is always the edge. Now, I'm just curious. Does anybody at this table have any idea what the CEO of Spectrum earns in a year?
$98 million.
$98 million. So there's probably a little bit something in the pot.
Oh, yeah.
Now, well, I was just reading the other day where I think it was it Washington? Was it Washington State where they came out with local legislation that said there wouldn't be any city contracts? Wouldn't be any city contracts for anybody that had more than 100-to-1 ratio.
That's a great piece of legislation.
Of CEO pay to average worker pay. And if I might be so bold to ask, what is the average wage, if you can do it, of a Spectrum worker? What kind of money are we talking about here?
If you're a journeyman, you're looking at about 80 maybe $80,000.
Okay.
So
all right,
middle class job.
So it's a middle class job. $80,000. $80,000 a year with a dignified retirement and health care for your family. And this is for something that gets somebody who gets up every day, puts their work clothes on, and goes out to work and services the public.
That's it. To make the people happy, they pay the bills.
So this is not. So we're not talking about anything ridiculous. What we need to do, fellas, Joe, John, Randy, we need to smash some of these myths about how overpaid and fat we union workers are. Right? I mean, we're talking about decent jobs for decent people who put in a decent day's work.
Yes, sir. That's all it's about.
All right. Well, fellas, thank you so much for being here. We're going to have you back. We're going to keep track of this story. It's an important story. Spectrum really shouldn't be able to get away with this. And there's no media block for you guys here on Blue Collar Buzz.
And like I said,
that's for sure.
They were saying about how they were offering this package. Now, if the package was that good and we felt this was something that was really good for everybody, we wouldn't be out for 10 months.
There you go. And we're gonna leave it at that, fellas. And thanks so much for being here. But we'll be back in just a second with more good talk on Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz right here on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Labor Press on AM 970, The Answer.